South Dakota farmers again have dicamba as a weed management tool for over-the-top use on tolerant soybeans. The EPA has approved the labels for Ingenia, Stryax, and Tavium herbicides for the 2026 and 27 growing seasons. South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources Pesticide Program Manager Tom Gear reports applicators must complete an online course detailing the new requirements for dicamba use.
The big thing is the rate. Your rate can only be 22 ounces is the max rate for two different applications throughout the growing season. It used to be 44 ounces, but they cut the rate down to 22 ounces of the product.
Volatility and drift reduction agents must be used with every over-the-top application, and users must heed EPA runoff mitigation rules.
There is one area along the Minnesota-South Dakota border, kind of around that Sioux Falls area, that there is a pesticide limitation use area.
Mandatory downwind buffers of 240 feet must be heeded, although the dicamba label offers tactics to reduce that distance. Gear states temperature restrictions also apply.
95 degrees is your cutoff on temperatures. Anything over 95 degrees during a 48-hour time period prevents you from making an application with these products.
Finally, the deadline for over-the-top use of dicamba on tolerant soybeans in South Dakota is June 30th, or the R1 growth stage, whichever comes first. For greater details, visit the South Dakota Department of Agriculture website, danr.sd.gov. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.